It's 5 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners for Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Darren and I are very grateful to, you know, we have an awesome guest in our first hour, Faria Nida from ASP Insurance, and thank you to Faria being our guest, and we're looking very much forward to see her very shortly and very soon on I'll get back in the studio, Darren, right?
It was lovely to have her back.
Such a great story.
Yeah,
like, you know,
risk
I mean,
and
like,
fear together. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And so I'm imploring to all of you and encouraging you, please come on our website, alive905.com.au. Why? Why? You just go there, search for the Business Insights with Mario and Darren podcast section. Thanks to Darren Capes Davis. By the way, he's a finalist for technology in a radio CBAA award. You can see the podcast and you're truly going to be empowered. However, let's go move to our next guest, Darren, right?
You
know, it's going to be very wet this weekend.
Away.
Well, this is the person who stalked me midnight. Like, you know, she's a great lady. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Michelle Walker in the studio. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so, Michelle, look, you know, we have the two topics to talk to you today. And Darren and I, we are truly privileged to have the guest in the studio like yourself, true unsung business heroes who don't hesitate to help others. But before we say why you really here, true reason, please tell our audience, our listeners, not just in Sydney but worldwide, who is Michelle Walker?
So you'd like me to tell you a bit about myself or why I'm here?
Well, look, we can start with the PIN number for your credit card.
Yeah,
and
sure,
I mean,
like, no
Darren
worries.
I can always can use some funds, you know. So who is Michelle Walker and why Michelle Walker does what he do?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Michelle Walker. I'm actually originally a Bondi girl and I moved to the hills probably about 8 years ago. So from Bondi to Borco, and I love it and I wouldn't change a thing.
Great move.
Don't use it against me though. Don't use it against me.
No, we don't know nothing. We don't cross the Harbour Bridge that is nice.
True Western Sydney we are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, over sort of 2 years ago, I actually started my own recruitment business. So I've been in the industry for the last sort of 16 years. And I just felt that, I could sort of do things a little bit differently and add a bit more of the human touch to the whole recruitment and employment process. And, you know, that's something that we take a lot of pride
Why
in doing.
Why recruitment, Michelle? Why recruitment?
Well, you know what? It's actually really funny. You guys are going to laugh at this, but when I was at uni, I did a Bachelor of Arts majoring in communications, and then I did a Master's in media. So
the second famous person who done the Bachelor of Arts is a Prime Minister of Victoria. Prime Minister, Premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews. So please.
No comment.
We're talking about Morecambe Hills, Victoria, Melbourne.
Yeah, we don't know the arts there. So you done the Bachelor in Arts, and that's a big shift from the arts to the recruitment.
Yeah, well, so it was majoring in public communications, so kind of like public relations, and then I did media.
Yeah.
And then I was doing some temp work for one of the largest recruitment agencies in the world, actually. And one day they said, would you like to come in and do some work for us internally? And I walked in and I just heard the buzz and the busyness. I was like, this is what I want to do.
It's like,
and
like an ecstasy, right?
Yeah.
It's just...
So and the rest is history.
So it's true that, I mean, people, you know, I mean, sometimes you can work 20, 30 years in one field, but actually you can run into something out of the blue and then you say, like, this is what I really want by passion.
Mm.
You're a great example, you know what I mean? Yeah. That is a scientist, he's an engineer, you know what I mean? And, you know, he done the big step, you know what I mean, which I'm truly, you know, I'm so proud to know him. But, you know, so tell us about recruitment. How difficult recruitment is in this time? We know how was a pre-COVID, but how is now, Michelle?
Well, I guess it sort of depends on the different industries. So there are industries that are obviously, you know, struggling a lot. You know, I've noticed, like, you know, a few, you know, local flight centres have, you know, put up their we're closing signs and things like that. So it is obviously, you know, extremely devastating. But then, you know, you do have other industries that are still quite busy. I mean, I do a lot of work in the air conditioning space.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are working from home, so they need to make sure that their air conditioning is working, especially as we go into the hotter months. So, you know, we've just been flat out busy. We've been doing quite a bit of work in the disability support space, and we're extremely busy there as well. You know, we're constantly looking for, you know, NDIS support coordinators and accommodation team leaders because, you know, unfortunately, you know, disabilities are on the rise. And
is it true that it's on every 100 jobs, it's a one? Sorry, on one job, it's 100 people applying now. Is that statistically correct?
Or it depends on the role. Yeah. At the moment, I think that we're actually going through a huge skill shortage in Australia, and we're actually seeing that number become less. And then a lot of people randomly apply for jobs without reading ads. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, when we're actually, you know, recruiting, we are, you know, when they say looking for a needle in a haystack, sometimes that's what it's like. And, you know, you have to be extremely creative as to how you're going to find these people. And we're constantly trying to come up with different strategies on how we can find where the people that we're looking for are hanging out. So it's quite, it's a lot of fun.
Well, Michelle, I know that, you know, I like to say thank you to, on behalf of everybody who is looking for the job, because I say, like, it's hard to be recruited these days, but you still have the smile on your face, full of the energy, optimism, you know what I mean? And I know many of them are going to be very happy when they find a job. But we'll take a short break now, and we'll come back more about not about recruitment, but true reason why here today with us in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Business Insights with Dario and Mario. See, that's what's happened with our first guest. I didn't pronounce the name properly. With Dario and Mario, and our guest in studio, Michelle Walker. And after the break, we're going to hear the real reason why she's with us in the studio today. Thank you for tuning in.
Alive 90.5. 17 minutes past 1. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And time is flying, Darren, today. Like, it's literally just call like this, you know, very quickly. So, Michelle, you know, you're putting smile on many faces through your work. You know, I mean, of course, you can't find a job for everybody. There's not every candidate for every job. But may I ask you something? What was you see the biggest mistake when the people apply for the job? Do too much photoshopping their resume, or?
Well, I think one of the big things is that, you know, I think it's good to sort of, you know, throw your hat into the ring, like, even though you might not fit all the criteria, but some people are just totally way off and they just don't read the ad. And also, like, simple instructions, you know, like, say, for example, at the moment we had a role that we posted on Facebook and we asked people to send their resume via the Seek link that we provided, but then people are actually sending them directly. So it's just like really simple things, just like not reading the instructions.
That's an insult for the Dario. I can see his face, you know,
I
mean, like.
I did something where, like, a volunteer position for the radio station, just putting on Facebook, then Facebook goes, well, we've got an ad service. We're going to put that into their ad service. And then just the number of people who are irrelevant,
applying,
and random. Yeah. And you think, no, you don't want this. You want recruitment controlled. So say if somebody is out there in a business and they're doing their own recruitment, what are they likely doing wrong?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, we think that we have time to do the recruitment process. And I think a lot of people don't realize, like, how much time is actually involved from, you know, the very beginning, you know, sourcing people, putting the advertisement together, getting back to people, calling people, booking them in. It goes on and on and on and on. And so I think, I guess you just need to make sure that you actually set that time aside and do it. And as I mentioned before, you know, we do still have an extremely high skill shortage. So you need to get back to people straight away, especially if you want them. Sometimes a day, 24 hours can be too late because somebody else has just snapped them up. So you need to be really dedicated to the process and make that time to get it done.
Okay, can I ask you one? It just I'm really curious. Give me the lamest excuse somebody done for you didn't come for interview. If you can pick up some from top of your head, what's the lame excuse somebody, you know, didn't come to an interview told you or to your client?
Well, I mean, to be honest, like, in recruitment, like, we hear so many different things.
You don't need to name Darren and myself. You know what I mean? We've done it many times in past, but, you know what I mean?
But people usually, I know it's so bad and I think it's terrible because, you know, sometimes karma, you know, can come and bite you back. But people use, unfortunately, deaths of people in their family a lot.
Okay.
So sometimes as recruiters, we become a little bit skeptical and, you know, we don't sort of believe people. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we just sort of... you know, take the excuse and, you know, we just move on with it. We don't sort of dwell on it too much. Obviously, if,
yes,
you know, if
course,
it is,
yes.
if someone has had somebody pass away, we always, you know, pass on our condolences and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's usually, you know, so I think I'm pretty sure I've had, you know, excuses like, you know, my cat's passed away, which can also be, I guess, a good excuse. So,
dog
you know.
Ate the homework?
My bicycle didn't excuse. Work last night. So, you know, I mean, I
What's
got
that?
To, yeah. my bike didn't wasn't performing last night very well. So, I went to Darren Gibbs Davis to fix my bike as well. Michelle, but a true reason why you today in the studio, it's not just promoting your business and yourself, because I know you're very well received in the community, particularly Hills community. I saw in you that selfishness, you know, I mean, that you help other people, you know, I mean, that you're a very kind and generous person. And there is a reason why you today with us in studio. And I can't say this topic is close to me because I don't understand what that it is in the first place, but you promoting event for the organization which is involving arthritis, is that correct?
Yep.
Did I spell this Darren properly?
You did.
Yeah.
Did I?
Arthritis.
Not really? Okay.
Yes.
God, I was worrying now because it's a serious thing. Tick! I love it, Darren, now this is a good one. So, Michelle, as I said in this interview, I know that, you know, in this community, you're doing quite a lot. And, you know, I mean, your kindness and your empathy, it's doesn't have the boundaries, doesn't have the borders. Truth it is, and, you know, helping others, you know, I mean, but you not experience arthritis. What is the arthritis actually is, and why you want to help these people?
Sure. So, I mean,
I say those people, I say people who suffer from arthritis, because I have no idea what it is. And, I mean, I heard many times, but
not sure. Well, to be completely honest, I'm not an arthritis specialist, but
we have the answer. Somebody will talk about this.
So we've got someone coming in.
But why arthritis? Why
so, as a child, my grandmother actually suffered quite severely from arthritis, mm-hmm. and I think that you know, those sort of memories of seeing her suffer really sort of, you know, pulled my heartstrings. And, you know, my mum probably, and I'm pretty sure my mum has like some arthritis now. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, from what I've learnt from doing some research and talking to Joe, who you guys will speak to later, that arthritis can actually affect, you know, even children, because they do have programs for children under two.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty much, you know, it can be quite... I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this word properly. Is it God.
If you tell me that you can't pronounce properly,
debilitating.
Debilitating. That is the word that
Sorry,
I was
what
looking
you said
for.
That
debilitating.
What is that? What is the meaning behind that word?
It's debilitating. It's kind of like it's end of everything. It's kind of like I can't do this, I can't do that, I just can't function.
Because if, God forbid, you know, you get arthritis in your fingers, you know, you can't write or you can't type.
You can't
go shopping. You can't walk up the stairs. It's like a really terrible like pain.
Yeah.
You know, when I found out that you know, Arthritis New South Wales doesn't actually get government funding, I was a little bit horrified. I was like, wow, how can it be that something that can affect so many of us, you know, we're not getting, you know, I guess funding. And so I thought, well, what can I do to try and help? And my friend Larissa Wright and I were having a chat about it, and, you know, we decided that we were going to organise a little bit of a high tea and support also one of our local cafes, Arthur Street Cafe, which everybody knows in the hills. Their food is amazing, by the way. And
we're going to mention the name at the end.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, you know, all these ones. So, like, we know now that you are helping, that you are assisting, and you want to build something so you can help other people. But what are you expecting? People are going to donate something, or what are you expecting to this high tea?
Yeah. So we're organizing a little bit of a high tea. Mm-hmm. So we have set it up as a $45 per person, but we have a children's high tea option as well, which is $25.
Mm-hmm.
So within that price, we've got a little bit of money that is going to Arthritis New South Wales as part mm-hmm. of a donation. And we are also planning, we people can actually go onto the link and just donate if they wanted to. So we would definitely love that, because we'll be passing all of it on straight to Arthritis New South Wales. And then also we're going to have some goodie bags. So we're going to allow some others.
Some chocolates.
Yeah, goodie bags.
Chocolate, yum.
And some door prizes as well. So we're going to have raffle tickets and just try and do our best to see, you know, how much we can actually raise. And I think I was talking to Joe and some of the ladies in their marketing. I think it was about $400 or $450 for a child to actually go through one of the programs. So it would be amazing if we could at least raise something close to that, so we could at least have one child or one adult do a program. You know, maybe somebody who can't afford to do it, but we can actually help them.
So for the end, when and where?
So it's on the 15th of November at 1:30. So it's a Sunday. So it's a great opportunity to come out and have some beautiful high tea from Arthur Street Cafe on Arthur Street in Borkham Hills. And
Where is that, Darren? Do you know where that is?
Just around the corner. You know the new lights?
That's
Arthur Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some shops just down the road.
Oh, I didn't know
there's
this.
There's an IGA there, and then Arthur Street Cafe on the main road, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, thank you, Darren. Darren, he knows, because Darren, he's
coffee
cycling.
Too.
Yeah,
great
coffee. But that's what I'm grabbing.
Yeah, so when the Hills Community 8 isn't out the front, and that's just a bit closer, sorry, Arthur Street, but you have to go a bit further down the road. So they're the next closest coffee when Hills Community 8 out here.
Ah, okay. So can you repeat again? Because, you know, I was Darren, what it is.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, what's it called? The Artisan? No.
Arthur Street Cafe in Borkham Hills. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's number 26, but you can't miss it once you get to Arthur
Street. And
what's
the call, Michelle? How the people can reach you? How the people can reach you to, you know, to donate or come to this?
So we have actually created an event online. If people did want to donate, I will actually, maybe I can send you guys the link, because
we'll put the link onto your podcast.
So if people wanted to jump on there, they can actually donate directly, or they can purchase a ticket for themselves or the children. It is actually aimed at ladies, but I'm pretty sure if there's a gentleman out there that would like to join us, we won't say no.
So Darren, now we're not welcome. That's what
it
is.
You guys are definitely welcome.
We
please
can come in
our
skins on a bicycle today.
We'll keep tunneling. That's our weekend job.
That is true. I'm inviting everybody today to come on our website, alive905.com.au. Please go under the podcast, Business Insights with Darren and Mario. There's going to be an interview with Michelle Walker. Even she's a cat, and she doesn't like to be called her maiden name, right?
I don't mind. You can call me Michelle Katz. That's
Michelle
fine.
Walker. She's a very kind person. She's joined the forces with the Hills people and try to help those who need the most, people with arthritis. And Michelle, thank you very much for being our guest. We have a Joe after you from the New South Wales Arthritis. And please feel free to send Darren and I, you know, link. We're going to promote on our Facebook. And I'd like to say, everybody, this is not paid advertising. And I'm grateful that, Michelle, that you come to your local station, Alive 90.5, to promote this event. So thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you very much, Mario and Darren, for having me. What a cool station.
Oh, thank yes, you. We are. Thank you.
The best in Sydney.
Alive 90.5.
27 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
I'd like to share with you the very, very happy news. As I say, my partner in crime, my awesome friend, Darren Capps Davis, is in top 5, is a finalist for the CBAA Award in Technological, you know, Technology?
Technical Services, they called it, yeah.
Yeah, he's a whiz kid, you know, I mean, basically he knows technology. And I'd like to say congratulations, Darren. I really wish you win. And other four finalists from this awesome radio station, Live 90.5 FM. As previously noted, our guest in studio, Michelle Walker, from the Cats Recruitment, she shared with us not just her journey, but what she tries to achieve. And one of her goals, but the biggest goal, is to help to those who need the most. And she saw her grandmother suffering from that awful disease, arthritis. However, I'm not a medical expert. I don't know nothing about arthritis. And Darren, he tried to make this to sound in a more professional way. But we have the professional studio, Joe from Arthritis New South Wales, right?
You do. How are you all?
No bad, Joe. Yourself?
Thanks. I'm really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us in studio today. And thank you for Michelle bringing you today in the studio. Nidhi told you, Michelle, she was talking on Facebook 1 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? She asked, can you help us? Like, let me talk to Darren first, you know what I mean? Like, but jokes on the side. Joe, what is the arthritis?
Okay, I am not a clinician, but this is the non-technical term for it. Basically, what it is an inflammation in your joints that causes massive pain and stiffness. So that's in a nutshell. It comes in almost 200 forms at the moment.
200?
Wow. Almost 200 forms. So, I mean, the most common one that people would know would be things like gout. Or rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis. They're the most well-known, I suppose, and now there's been lots of research and other people coming through with different variations of it as well. So that's basically...
And Michelle, she mentioned something, I'm pretty sure Darren can correct me if I'm wrong. She said there's a young as a 2 years old. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It affects, I think the myth with arthritis is that it's always been an older person or a more mature person's condition. Which is not true. It does affect children as well. We do have children as young as 2 and under that are now being diagnosed with what they call is juvenile idiopathic arthritis. And the idiopathic part of it basically is they've got no idea why it happens or exactly what it is.
What do you think, Darren, about this one? You work for the medical institution for so long. You saw everything and anything. But I was thinking that arthritis it is for the old people like myself.
Actually, not so much about arthritis. So being the Children's Medical Research Institute, it wasn't a focus. Cancer was a big focus of the institute. Yeah. And as a researcher, they would do research across the spectrum because kids become adults and those sorts of things. Mm. But not so much about arthritis, so I can't
Why don't we know so much about
That's a good point,
Look, I think it's only really come to light, over the last 10, probably 15, 20 years. But it's always been, as I said, always attached to an older person. It's like with the likes of, say, osteoarthritis, that's when you have the wearing down of the bones, if you have an accident or if you do consistent methodical work, you wear those parts out. Rheumatoid arthritis is to do with the blood or with, those sort of swellings between your joints and things. And I know when I was a kid, which was a long time ago, but when I was a kid.
A few years.
Just
recently.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love you.
Darren, you're good. Like, you don't share those enthusiasm with me when I say I'm old.
You might be able to just share this at the moment, but I'm thinking, what are the risk factors for arthritis?
The risk factors, oh geez. Really, I think the main one really is chronic pain and that stiffness. It is the pain that is so horrendous and so debilitating, as Michelle said, that people just basically can't move. It just hurts to blink your eyes.
And that brings on to quality of life as well for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, our figures are showing roughly there's about 4 million Australians that are affected by arthritis, and they're expecting for that to double by 2050 as well. But it is that chronic pain, it's a disability that comes with that, and it really forces a lot of people into retirement or early retirement. They pay financially and emotionally and socially, the whole lot. That's the whole rundown with it. It's just,
So arthritis in New South Wales, what are you endeavouring to do? Is it about pain management? Is it about research? Is it about prevention? Probably all the three, but lead us through it.
Yeah, look, what we do, our work is to empower people to manage their own condition and their health, basically. And the vision of our organisation is freedom from arthritis. And we empower people to put that into work for themselves, whatever that looks like personally for them. And the way that we do that, we connect with people with likes of we've got an info line, so if people do contact that or ring us through there, they will talk with a health professional so they can get that guidance, get that reassurance, get that information that they need to maintain and work through their condition. We do camps for kids, as we mentioned before, with the children. We have two separate camps. We have one that's called Twinkle Toes, which is for our under eights, and with that we also invite the parents to come along so they can build their resources and their education and walk away being comforted with that. And then we have Footloose, and Footloose is for our older kids, and that's for the over the eights to about 18-year-old, and that's a live-in camp for approximately 4 days. Now, the kids get to experience things like kayaking and archery and all that sort of good stuff, rock climbing.
So how is that sort of Footloose camp, say, different from, say, Girl Guides or Scouts going on a camp? How is it different from the Arthritis New South Wales perspective?
Yeah, look, I think with the kids, when we get the feedback from the kids that attend it, they are with like-minded people, so there's no judgment whatsoever. I think like the Scouts, they do amazing work, and the Girl Guides do their amazing camps and everything too. But with our kids, they are amongst each other. They know that they're not making up their pain. They're not just copping out on something because they just don't want to do it. There is a good reason.
And no doubt fostering relationships of children who have similar conditions that they do.
Absolutely, and they find out they're not alone. And this is it. I think this is
very important, not to be alone. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the kids come out with that, but also it flows down to the parents as well. And that's where our Twinkle Toes camps are so vital for the parents, because they sit there in a room of, you know, of other parents as well, all sharing the same stories, the same things, you know, that loneliness, the stresses and strains between regular family living is hard enough. But I think to have a child that has a condition like juvenile arthritis, it's doubly hard.
Yeah. So Michelle was talking about a fundraiser that's coming up, and we'll share those details again at the end. How is fundraising important to Arthritis New South Wales? And can you give some more like handles on like what $500 means for Arthritis New South Wales?
Look, absolutely. Fundraising is us. That's what we need to exist to be able to deliver our programs, to put them together, to put new programs together. It's our lifeblood, our lifeline. And so the likes of the event, I was so privileged. We feel just so privileged, I think, with Michelle and with Cats Recruitment to even think about nominating us as their charity of choice for this event. You know, the money raised is going to go towards all our services. It will go through to the camps. If someone would like to sponsor a child, we would love to talk to them about that as well.
I just want to say something, like, you know, like Darren, because Darren has experience with medical things and everything else, and I'm just really nothing. I'm just very humble and, you know, have no idea how these things works, right? But the thing is, he asks very valuable questions, you know, I mean, about entire process of the what you just answered right now. But what I can't rid of that impression of a kindness of the people who does this, because there's a lot of people there out who talks, oh, we're gonna help. But you know what, Darren, I tell you one something else. There's a lot of people out take the photos, you know what I mean, where they go somewhere, you know what I mean, and like, look at me, I was giving the candies to the, you know what I mean, hospital, this and that, right? Yeah. My boy, he's a ambassador for the epilepsy. I can't say epilepsy survivor, but he's cured, you know what I mean? But he wants to go there, like, you know what I mean, help the kids and la 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 la. And I can see he enjoys this because he knows what he was going through and everything else. But what I saw in you and Michelle, you know what I mean, that kindness, you know what I mean, that to help those. It's not glorious charity. That's what it is. It's not, there's no glory there, you know what I mean? This is not like, I don't know, some other charities which are very well known. And I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf to all of those you're going to help, you helped before. We'll take a short break, you know what I mean? Like I'm lost for the words now, truly. And you know, thank you, darling, for being very, very knowledgeable.
I was going to say, but a great insight, Mario, about... Yeah. Even when Joe and I were talking, being lost in the process of just talking about arthritis.
Yeah, and like I'm just
and
was
just
listening.
To jump in and say, well, this is kindness.
It is, though, but so like, you know, like there's not many people like Darren Cabs Davis. Check his Facebook. This guy, what he does for the community, and I mean promoting everybody doing. And as I said, like I'm witnessing every single day the big names, the faces, the stories behind them. Look at me, I've done this. Just to take this lousy photo with somebody and promoting themselves. My name is Mario Beckers. My best friend, Darren Cabs Davis, and producer of this show. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Alive 90.5, the best radio station in the world.
Alive 90.5.
11 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Marion Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you to Joe from New South Wales Arthritis, or Arthritis New South Wales. I apologize.
That's so okay, got it back to front, that's cool.
Yeah, like, you know, English, man, English. But that's like, I'd like to say a big thank you again on behalf of everybody who you guys helping. I want to say thank you, Darren, as well, because he understands the topic, you know, being the in research medical the children hospital, and, you know, Michelle outside, you know, for organizing that team.
Yeah.
Now, tell me something. How the people? Did you ask this? How the people can reach them, or did you? No, not really. Okay, before we have a few minutes before we wind up the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how they can reach directly you? Because we spoke about that coffee shop again. I don't know where. I know it's
Arthur Street.
Something, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Darren's going to drive me there anyway, so he knows the stuff.
I'll hitch a ride.
Please, yeah, please, if you can, please, by all means. So somebody who wants to help those, because Michelle, she said that's a $450, let's just say, I'm pretty sure she said $450 is a sort of amount of money needed to help to one child.
Yep.
So how they can reach your, not your as your charity, but Arthritis New South Wales.
Okay. I suppose the easiest and the most direct is to get onto our website.
Okay.
I'll give you the website address, www.arthritisnsw.org.au. Once you're on there, you'll be able to find a fantastic amount of information, exercise programs, videos, books, but most importantly, you will see our donate button, and that is throughout our website. You can just click that button, a drop-down page will happen, and you can pop all your information onto there, and it's automatically passed through to us, and of course we receive. Now, there is amounts that you can donate, yeah. Well, we suggest, as you mentioned, with the children, to send a child to Twinkle Toes, so that's the under eights, that actually costs $390. Now, that's our cost to them. It's not the actual cost that costs us for if we're actually holding the event face-to-face, as you could imagine. With the likes of our Footloose, again, it's $490 per child. The Footloose camp actually cost us $1,500 a kid to get to make it happen, and that's accommodation and education as well. So if people would like to sponsor a child with those specific amounts, we would really, really welcome it. But again, anything, any support that anyone can give us financially, we are forever grateful. And as I said, the monies go back into us to be able to deliver the programs, whether it is our warm water classes, whether it's developing our online exercise programs, camps, or developing new ones as well. We also, as I said, with the arthritis info line as well, it's a 1-800 number. Two purposes, obviously you can call and be connected through to one of our exceptional health team members who'll be able to guide you and talk you through. But also it is an avenue if you'd like to place a donation over the phone. We would love to take that information. Or we have a landline as well, which is 9857 3300, and again that will connect you to our office and to all of my colleagues who would love to wait for you and talk to you as well.
Look, I didn't want to. I always interrupting people in the studio. This is the difference, you know. I mean, between me and Darren. Darren is very, very serious man. I'm very serious, but not so serious towards the end because I just want to run out to have a coffee and everything else. But as I said, you know, I'd like to say thank you again and thank you for coming on this awesome radio station, sharing this news with us. I'm inviting you to send us the information on for the website, for the Facebook page Darren and I have. And Darren, again, thanks to Darren, there's a LinkedIn page. We're promoting this radio show. If you can send us some more information, Darren and I are very happy to promote this.
That's wonderful.
On our show, social media, so that they understand everybody. It's nothing to do with nobody. It's just our social media for the radio show. So, Joe, thank you very much for being our guest today. I'm truly wishing every success in the future and hoping we're going to see you in the studio soon. And it's time to wind up, Darren. What
it
do you think?
It is time to wind up, yes. Yeah. Been a great show, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
To learn more about arthritis in New South Wales, and love to have you back to the station, and we can show you around a bit more and have a bit more time.
Look, I'd love to come back, and again, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You're listening to another episode of A Lot of Business Insights with Mario Darren on Line 90.5. Please, I'm inviting you all to come on our website, alive905.com.au. You can search on the podcast Business Insights with Darren and Mario. There's both interviews today. One is with Faria Nida, someone who's going to inspire you very much. And the second part, second show, was with Joe from Arthritis New South Wales and Michelle Walker, who are doing such an exceptional job with not such a glamorous charity to help those who need the most. And experience the problem. I'd like to say as well, thank you for Darren Kevis Davis for being such a good man, sexy, good looking, and congratulations again. I want you to win that award. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners to Live 90.5 Business Insights and the sponsors who make this station great. Yes, Darren?
And stay tuned for The Pass coming up after the news at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for tuning in.
We'll be back next week.
Thank you, next week.
Alive 90.5.